Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Lake moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lake scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Black scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Swift and he is out, Kell applying the tag. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Black catches it and throws to first to double up Mayo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Swift drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gordon out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo misplays the ball. That's an error on Mayo. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Metkovich scores. Edwards goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Al Lopez pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Art Houdeman now pitching. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Lopez now catching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Mitchell moves to third. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swift moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lake hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Cullenbine moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-2 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Lopez and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lake for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lake. Gordon scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Keltner steals second. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez strikes out. 1 out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-3 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. 1 out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-4, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-4, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Lake hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-6, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-4 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.